Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And so kudos to Fridays on that.
To surviving.
And they're still closing down here and there. But
oh, yeah. I mean, they have their ups, but they're still, I mean, they're still almost in every city I know of.
Yeah, they're still.
There's at least one.
They ain't on the list.
Yeah, they're not on the list.
Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. This episode, we will take a walk down memory lane and take a look at restaurants that have seemed to have died off or are in life support. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't,
as usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
When I say dead restaurants, what's the first thing you think of?
Orlando.
You know what? You're not kidding. Whenever I go to Orlando, I say, man, there's a Chi-Chi's here?
Yeah, I see spots in Orlando that I haven't seen in years.
Ever.
Like, and I've lived a few places.
Yes. They seem to be where restaurants still thrive.
Yeah.
I don't know about thrive, but they still survive.
They survive.
And you have no idea. They have so many restaurants.
Yeah.
I wonder how that affects the service industry up there as far as keeping employees and things like that.
Yeah. Because they can bounce around.
They can bounce around real quick.
Yeah.
It's wild. What comes to mind for me are some of the places I've worked with in the past. Now, on the list, I compiled a list.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it to be 8 or 9 restaurants.
Okay.
And on there, it's mostly going to be, there's some extinct restaurants and some whose prominence isn't as big as it once was.
Yeah.
And let's start out with the first one.
What's your first one?
The first one is Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's dead.
Oh, it's got it.
Well, not quite. I believe.
Wait, they're telling me there's one left?
There are about 100 left in locations in Asia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Apparently, they like their rotisserie chicken.
Okay.
And it was,
I mean, they do. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Asians do a pretty good job with the rotisserie.
Since when?
I don't know.
That's why they're relying on Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers and, I believe, a mogul from KFC.
Okay.
Founded the Kenny Rogers Roasters. And when was that? Early 1990s.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In 1991. And I remember looking at Seinfeld. I'm a big Seinfeld fan. And he had an episode with the Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Did he?
Yes.
See, you know all the Seinfeld episodes.
All of them. I'm a huge fan. I could quote Seinfeld. I mean, I own all the episodes.
I mean, it's
VHS.
Classic. Seinfeld's classic. Yeah.
It is a classic.
Yeah.
I actually have there's a book, I think it was, I don't know if it was the first season or all the seasons, mm-hmm. that has the script.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Big Seinfeld fan. And in their episode with Kenny Rogers Roasters, for different reasons, the restaurant closed down. So it was pretty
interesting. It was destined. No.
1998. They died.
Oh, wow.
In America, anyway. Have you ever been to a Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, I think once.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I've never been.
It wasn't life changing.
Well, thusly, the closure. They needed you, bro. They needed you. And, I mean, a lot of these that I've seen, they have locations that have either died in the U.S. or dying.
Gotcha.
They have locations in abroad.
Abroad, okay.
Which is very interesting to see the...
Well, you know, sometimes things just take a few more years abroad to either transpire or get rid of.
I know, right? I mean, I heard, from what I understand, KFC is huge in Europe.
I believe it.
Didn't they invent the fried chicken, though?
We talked about that.
Yeah.
In a show.
You think that, I mean, KFC isn't, well, yeah. I was going to say it's not bad, but.
You know. It's not great.
Let's move on to number two. This next one once had 280 locations. Steak and Ale.
Oh, they're still Steak and Ale.
They're still Steak and Ale.
Yeah.
For sure. And it was the founder of Jack in the Box and Chili's.
Really?
Yes.
Steak and Ale?
Yeah.
Is the founder of both?
No. The founder of Jack in the Box and Chili's founded
Steak and Ale. Steak Got and you. Ale. Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking the other way around.
And by my calculations, I don't believe that there are any restaurants left of Steak and Ale in the U.S. I could be wrong, though.
It doesn't matter.
We'll move on.
It doesn't matter.
I believe Steak and Ale started in 1966.
Yeah.
And up until 2008. May they rest in peace.
They're gone.
They gone.
Goodbye. They gone.
And I remember going to a Steak and Ale.
I do too.
Yeah, it was affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to be too nostalgic about a dead restaurant because they're dead for a reason.
They're dead for a reason.
Okay, for instance.
It was average at best.
And there are a lot of these died around the same time, in my opinion, when the popularity of different styles of restaurants mm-hmm. started to come about.
Yeah.
And if you didn't adapt,
you were gone.
Then you were gone.
And I was thinking about Steak and Shake earlier. I got it back in my mind.
Boom.
And yes.
Boom. Boom. Steak and Ale. You gotta have the beer.
You gotta have the beer.
Yes. You gotta have the beer. Now this next one was a true tragedy, and it was a shift in the way that restaurants, the popularities of a different style of restaurants. Mm-hmm. This one was a full service sit down restaurant, Orange Roof. I'm talking about Howard Johnson's.
Oh, the Hojo's.
The Hojo's, not the hotel.
Yeah,
but the restaurant.
But the restaurant
at one time was the largest restaurant chain in America.
Really? Now. Because they were also connected to their hotels as well, though. A lot of them, right?
A lot. Well, yes, but it wasn't. This was a true restaurant company.
Yes, standalone, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a restaurant company. So.
And I remember the Yellow Roof, the Orange Roof.
Yeah, I mean, it was popular, man. Yeah. Like the Hojo's was the thing.
It was a solid breakfast spot.
It was a solid overall restaurant, I guess.
But I always remember it for breakfast, you know, just being okay. Like, and when you're on the road, like if you were very, very big with truckers, very mm-hmm. big, like if you're traveling throughout the country,
yeah.
You know, you're doing a road trip, let's stop at the Hojo's, get something to eat. I remember that, like almost like Bob Big Boys.
True.
Is that on the list?
It's definitely dying.
Okay.
It's got some locations, but it's not.
It's not dead.
It could have been on the list, but I just personally don't have an attachment to it.
Gotcha.
You know, it wasn't mm-hmm. my burger spot. I feel like that's more of a West Coast, no?
Bob's Big Boys?
Yeah.
I mean, I always remember just, like I said, same idea on the highway, you okay. see the big,
yes,
the big like statuesque thing. Almost, remember, I mean, obviously you've seen Austin Powers and they had the mm-hmm. Bob Big Boy. Yeah. You would see that big statue from the highway. You knew, yeah, we could pull over here and get a bite.
True, true, true. Now, as we go through this list, I want you guys to think about if there's any ones that we missed. Throw us a comment. And follow us on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast.
We even have a number, but I don't remember anymore, but it's still live.
Yes, it is. I mean, but we don't really monitor it.
Yeah.
We use it for when we need people to phone in with,
yeah. mm-hmm.
for content and things like that. Yeah. But if you enjoy our show, give us a like, or you could share the show. Do your part. And if you think of someone who might like this episode, share it with them.
Yeah.
There's get a little nostalgic arrow side. And, yeah, nostalgic side. And we want to know about your nostalgia. Yeah. What restaurants that you once loved.
That gave you the feels.
That gave you the feels that you wish you could visit right now, but you can't.
Absolutely, yeah.
The Hojo's, born in 1920. That's
legit.
Yeah.
Wow. Did it make it to 2000?
I don't have the exact death rate, but I think it died before the 2000s, honestly. I think it was dying out in the 90s.
It was definitely dying out in the 90s, but yeah. I wasn't sure if it had made it to the 2000s or not. It probably did in Orlando. When
you know there's one in Orlando. You should look it up right now. When styles of restaurants like McDonald's started to come to prominence, it killed Hojo's because people were wanting something quicker than having to sit down with the family and things like that. And there are less people traveling through on the roads because they were already in the suburbs and McDonald's is where they are or in the city as well. And McDonald's are where they are. They weren't really traveling.
It was easier access. Yeah. It was
easier access.
Yeah.
Because as people stopped working in certain areas, then it is what it is. Now, the next one I remember going to, I remember having fried ice cream there. We're talking about Chi-Chi's.
Chi-Chi's,
bro.
With the Frosted Flake fried ice cream.
Yes. But I think it was cornflakes though.
It might have been cornflakes.
Yeah, I think it was cornflakes.
Cornflakes, Frosted Flakes, same.
same but different.
When you're dealing with that much sugar, it didn't really matter either way. Okay.
Who's gonna fry ice cream anyway? I never understood that. Why would you look at ice cream and go, you know what I want to do? I want the hot and cold sensation. But yeah, Chi-Chi's was big. It was one of the first Mexican casual chain restaurants.
Mexican cantinas.
Yes. Made a hell of a margarita.
Yeah.
I worked at a Bennigan's that was across the street, but a little bit down. Mm-hmm. And that's where we were on our doubles.
The Chi-Chi's?
Yeah, we went to Chi-Chi's and then went back to work.
Yeah.
Because back then, I mean, now when I work a double and... Before, when I worked at a double and I worked with you, I didn't take any breaks. I didn't really leave.
Yeah.
And I had people that worked with me that would go home or they would leave.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
It's okay. I'm not coming back.
It was okay. Let them leave.
Make some more money. I don't get it. I mean, you got to hustle all the way through. There's no two ways about it. It is what it is. It's a long day. You might as well try to make money. But taking a break.
It can almost lose your stride.
You can lose your stride.
Yeah.
And back then I was young too, so I could have a couple beers and go
back to work. And we're fine.
I can't do that now. No way. And now Chi-Chi's was born in 1975.
Okay.
And it is dead.
It's dead, dead?
Dead, dead.
Dead, dead. When did it die?
Well, it died in the 2000s. I believe at one time it had 210 locations.
I believe it. They were popular.
They were popular.
I remember Chi-Chi's.
Yes.
Yeah.
They died because of two things. There was a hepatitis outbreak that apparently people that were eating their food at the time linked it to their restaurant, 2003.
Ooh.
And they couldn't survive that. They couldn't survive bankruptcy. They were getting sued left and right. And they couldn't survive the competition. That's what I wanted to say. They couldn't survive the competition. What's that?
Chili's is very much like a Chi-Chi's.
Chili's was coming up.
Yeah.
Fridays and that kind of style of restaurant, fresher decor, and they just couldn't hold on.
Yeah.
But there are a handful in Europe.
Okay.
So it's on life support.
Ah.
But none in the U.S. today.
None in the U.S.
None in the U.S. So no more fried ice cream for you. Not at Chi-Chi's anyway. Let's go to, what do you know about the Ground Round?
Why does that sound so really familiar?
Because it's an old, like when you, by the time you were probably 10.
It was gone.
It was probably, or if not dying. They were aimed at kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does sound really familiar.
Yeah. They had a clown mascot. You'd go there for kids' parties and things like that. Ground Round, very affordable.
So almost like Chuck E. Cheese, but with burgers?
Yes.
And like a Western theme?
I don't think it had a Western theme, but It was basically where families went to, went to take their kids.
Okay.
And they needed to pivot and try to pivot to grown-ups.
Yeah.
But
it didn't work out.
Yeah. It's hard to rebrand yourself, really. Yeah.
If you're for kids, there's always kids, okay? Stay
there's
with the
always
kids.
Kids. Yeah.
Yeah. We're always making more of them.
They had, I remember they had the fried clam strips.
Uh-huh.
And they're also on life support. They have about 30 locations left.
Oh, wow.
The ground round. And fun fact, they are owned or were owned. They were started by the Howard Johnson.
Oh, the Hojo
people. Yeah, the Hojo people. That's one of their restaurants. Because Hojo was a true, like Darden and what's that other one?
Yes, Landry. Yes.
Hojo's was a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hojo's was a thing back then. And now, speaking of Bennigan's, one dear and near and dear to my heart, also on life
that
support.
That is your starter spot.
That's my starter spot. Gave me my start.
Yeah, that's your starter spot.
By the time I started, 25, 26, 27 years ago, by the time I started, they were losing ground. You know, it's Irish theme, tchotchkes on the wall, dark, you know, the not a lot of light in there.
Shenanigans,
you know?
Baby.
Yes. Yes, waiting. Filmed in a Bennigan's.
Yes, classic.
Classic. They couldn't survive the competition either. Applebee's were coming up, Chili's, Fridays. When I remember, maybe...
And they're not in Orlando. We looked. Remember we were there?
Yes.
We talked about it.
We talked about it. Because one of the things we love to do is we love to travel around and we like to experience restaurants. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to bring back the nostalgia and visit dying restaurants and see if it gives us the feels or the dying
for see if these are... Yeah. See if things that make you go...
I remember the Monte Cristo. That was a wild sandwich.
And you worked there, and you worked on both sides.
Yes, I started in the kitchen.
Yeah. So what was your, because you have intimate Bennigan's knowledge.
Yes.
What was your, like if you were going to get something at the job, you were getting off of work, you were taking something home with you, or you're going to eat on your double at your job, what were you eating?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
The steak quesadillas.
Okay.
Yeah. They made really good quesadillas. Their wings weren't bad, but, you know.
You were in Buffalo, too, at the time, I think, right?
Yeah, I was in Buffalo, so you ain't going there for no wings. They had a good happy hour. They did drinks well. Mm-hmm. It was more, I think, a thing of the overall menu plus the decor. Mm-hmm. It did not adapt one bit. You know, they were still serving the same styles and taste change, as well as people's consciousness about food.
Yeah,
you know, so. The Monte Cristo wasn't necessarily a favorite sandwich of mine because of how it's made.
Mm-hmm.
It's a club sandwich, pressed and deep fried.
Yeah.
And then served with
powdered
sugar. That
does not have any healthy love to it.
No healthy love whatsoever. And that thing's probably still on the menu. And it's delicious, though.
Yeah.
But I don't eat deli meats and things like that. So I'd go for the quesadilla was really good. Yeah. But you can get a quesadilla almost anywhere.
Anywhere now.
You know?
Yeah.
They have things like Reubens. I don't eat Reubens.
I love a good Reuben.
But we talked about how many people go out for a Reuben?
No, and if you do, you're going to like a deli. You're going to somewhere where
there you go.
You're going to a spot that, you know, that is really made for that style of food.
Yeah. So they're about, they at one point they had 300 locations. And Fridays was their biggest
competition,
but they were too similar to Fridays.
Yeah.
If you look at the Fridays back then and Bennigan's, they had things on the wall and things like that.
Yeah, all that. You guys had the flair there.
We had the flair as well.
Everybody the had buttons, the buttons. Yeah, it was very similar.
Just
different color scheme almost.
Different color scheme, green versus red and white.
Yep.
However, Fridays started to revamp. They changed their uniforms. They changed over stores. They got rid of all the crap on the wall, and they opened up.
They
the
minimalized.
Bar.
They opened things up.
Yes.
They got with the times. What it came with, you know, they had a good partnership with Jack Daniels, and they got rid of that partnership. But they over time they evolved.
They evolved because they were dying too.
Oh yeah.
You know, but if you look at the bar at Bennigan's and you look at the bar at Fridays, they were very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Pillars on both sides, the glasses and bar will hang down, so you didn't really you almost couldn't even see across the other side. You barely could.
You had to like go down.
Yes.
And look up. Now, see something cute, you'd be like.
Exactly. Now they got rid of the pillars. Everything hangs up. You can see to the other side. Mm-hmm. Very more open concept. It's like selling a house with an open floor plan that's more contemporary than an old
retro profile. Yeah,
exactly. So they did a good job, and so kudos to Fridays on that.
To surviving,
and they're still closing down here and there. But
oh yeah, I mean they have their ups, but they're still. I mean they're still almost in every city I know of.
Yeah, they're still.
There's at least one.
They ain't on the list.
Yeah, not on the list.
They're not on the list. So Bennigan's has about 23 locations left.
Oh wow!
Ouch.
In the U.S. in general, or
in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one in somewhere
Winter
in Florida,
Park.
But it's not in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think about two hours north.
And Winter Haven, Winter something.
I forget.
There's
I
a few winters in Orlando.
There's something that I really want to go just because.
We'll look it up and see how far it is.
I believe I when I did look, it was 2 hours, and I was wondering if I was going to go 2 hours for a meal. But I could stop off when, you know.
Yeah. Well, 2 hours from us? Oh, okay. So it's not that.
Yeah.
So it's not even Orlando. So it's before Orlando.
It's not Orlando. And we have some podcasts to do in the Tampa area. And so when we go up, maybe we'll do a shift drinks there or something
Perfect.
Like that. That'd
I
be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just have to really figure out the timing because as you all know, we do like to travel and we do like to do podcasts in different locations, meet up with people and things like that. And we have more plans than executed plans because it does require a good amount of resources.
Absolutely.
So, but we are working on it.
Working on it and working for you to get on it.
Now, the next couple, there's only two left. These are actually, I thought they were dead, but they are on life support for sure. What do you know about a Rainforest Cafe?
Actually, you know, I haven't seen one in a couple years, but they were still around a few, you know, pre-pandemic.
They are still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic, there was at least two that I knew of in the area.
Yeah, I think they're still there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
But I remember after the pandemic, I went by one and it goes, because we were in a mall and there wasn't a mall usually. We were in a mall. And I was like, oh, let's go to Rainforest. And no, I was in Disney.
Okay.
And we went to, and when they go, the hours were like, not they were posted online and they were totally different when we got there. I was like, okay, so maybe they just didn't bounce back from the pandemic kind of thing.
Oh, so they were closed? Or
they closed at like 8 o'clock. Yo, it was so random. Like we were going to eat at normal dinner time.
Okay.
And they were closed already. I thought it was so strange.
That's what you get for going to Rainforest Cafe.
You're right. I mean, but we were just out and about and it was convenient. It was a convenience thing.
You wanted the feels.
Yeah.
The thing that does not resonate with me is the darkness.
It's very dark.
It's dark.
It's very dark. But you know, you got the
animatronic. That was very good. Good job, by you. That was nice. It, you know, that whole, I guess.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean.
That's like the Bennigan's of the animal.
Animal legit. You know? Yeah.
It's like, get that crap off the wall.
When we were in Vegas and mm-hmm. we were at the Bellagio, I felt, remember we that little area? It felt like, but it was lit up, but it felt like Rainforest Cafe.
Which area?
When that one, right outside the nice rest, the one, the Sedell's. Remember, mm-hmm. had like that whole.
Oh, yes.
It was like Rainforest.
That
but...
was. Yes. That was very reminiscent. If it wasn't for that skylight.
If it wasn't for the skylight, I would have be... thought, I thought that was a Rainforest Cafe right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. Rainforest Cafe, the first location was in the Mall of America
In Orlando.
Minnesota.
Oh, in Minnesota? Okay.
Yeah.
There's a Mall of America in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's a brand?
I'm guessing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one was in the big one in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And there are now 17 locations left in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
So
the two that we have are pretty
Can you imagine? I'm not sure. There was one in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first. I know that's closed.
Yeah.
That was my first introduction to Rainforest Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very similar to the next one, in my opinion, the last on my list, is the Planet of the Hollywood.
Oh.
Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood's a dying thing?
Yeah.
Is it gone?
When's the last time? No, it's on life support.
Okay.
When's the last time you've been to a Planet Hollywood?
The truth is, because they're very similar to like the Hard Rock,
mm-hmm.
and they're not in a lot of places to me naturally. So I just thought they were still there, you know, because of... You know, the Hard Rock, I don't see them everywhere, but, you know, you see them. They're, you know, you'll pop into certain spots, you'll see a Hard Rock Cafe.
Okay.
You know, Planet Hollywood has that same feels for me. Like, it's the big, like, isn't there one in Downtown Disney still, or is that gone?
It used to be.
Okay.
I might still be there.
I remember but I remember we went through that. I couldn't remember if that was still there or not.
Yeah. No, that's on life support, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, okay.
You mentioned a good one, the Hard Rock Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if that was, that even took off.
No, but they're still around.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because we have a Hard Rock here, and there's a Hard Rock Cafe in there. And, I mean, I've been to a few that are still alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
But like I said, they weren't never, you know, it was never, you knew what they were, but it wasn't like something that, you know, you would go and, they weren't everywhere. Like, I remember seeing one in Times Square.
Okay.
You know, I still remember seeing the one that we have here, but it's in the Hard Rock Hotel, mm-hmm. so that makes perfect sense. Why would there not be a Hard Rock Cafe in a Hard Rock Hotel?
True.
I remember seeing one maybe in Orlando, but that was not it. You know, I mean, just like really big tourist where you can kind of sell the rock and roll theme, and you're in the heart of like big, a lot of moving places, kind of like that. So I just never thought they went away. You know, I just assumed they were just there.
I remember going to a Hard Rock Cafe in Niagara Falls.
Oh, wow. So that's the end of the list?
Well,
there's one that we didn't talk about, and I want to know if it was alive or not.
It's alive.
Sizzlers?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
remember.
Why I couldn't make the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen one in forever, but all to this day, I remember watching White Man Can't Jump. And... you know, he's shooting the shot, and Kadeem Hardis is on the side. We going to Sizzler. We going to Sizzler.
It had too many locations to be considered extinct or dying.
Okay.
And I was shocked. I was too. I thought that thing was dead,
man. It was dead.
Oh, man. I was like, I can't put that. I thought for sure it would be on there. Looked up the location. It had like either.
I remember seeing them everywhere, and I don't see them at all.
I don't see them. I don't know where these things are at.
Yeah. I don't know where they're at.
It's a good amount.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Over 100.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to go to a Sizzler.
Before I have to Bennigan's.
Yeah. We'll see if there's one. We'll see if there's one.
They got to be. With that many locations?
Yeah, we got to see.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it's actually on the way, and we'll see which is closer, and we'll negotiate from there.
Okay, so I've only been to Sizzler a couple of times.
Me too, but I remember it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that I remember.
What about Fuddruckers?
Oh, yeah.
I think there's...
I've been to Fuddruckers a few times. So where I grew up in Northern Virginia and in the town called Herndon,
So I grew up in Reston. The neighboring town was called Herndon. And there was one, a big Fuddruckers right mm-hmm. there. And as a teenager, I would go to Fuddruckers all the time because, you know, you get a good deal on a burger and you do all your fixings and everything. And they were good burgers. Yeah. The bread was good. It was a tasty burger.
Nice.
Yeah.
The bread was good because I think they had pride themselves on making their own bread.
Yeah, they did. They definitely made their own bread. It was, like you said, it was they kind of had like that open kind of feel. But mm-hmm. Fuddruckers was good. I remember, and it had like video games, but that kind of thing was like dying out at the time.
Okay.
Where like the small little arcade stand or like the little Cracker Jack kind of thing where you put the quarter in and you get the thing for the kids. It was kid related, but it also had an adult feel. But it was burgers. It was a solid burger spot. And I remember, you know, we were teenagers and we would go there all the time.
Now, last one. What about your place, Pizzeria Uno?
Man. So now it's not even called Pizzeria Uno anymore.
It's just called
Uno Chicago Bar and Grill.
Uno Chicago Bar and Grill.
And I don't know where there is one.
It's got to be in Chicago. I'm hoping in 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, you are going.
Yeah.
So let us know if this, I mean, you know, that's probably the big staple of the Chicago style pizza around the country. And I remember, because I didn't even, when I started working there, it was my first server job.
Mm-hmm.
When I started working there, I didn't even know what Chicago style pizza was. I'm from New York, you know, so originally. So there was only one kind of pizza to me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then I went there, I was like, what is this? And it was all thick. And I was like, the thick crust, the it just was like a, it was massive.
It was massive. I liked
it. It was a meal and a slice.
Because they did a good job with getting people in with drink specials and things like that. I went there. Okay.
We had a great lunch special. I remember lunch was awesome. You could get like, back in the day, it was like, I want to say six or like 10 bucks mm-hmm. out the door.
Oh,
you
wow.
know what I mean? Like, you can get a personal pan pizza at lunch. It was only for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then the specials would switch up daily. Like, it was different kinds. So like on Monday, it'd be like a cheese. Tuesday, it'd be a pepperoni. Wednesday would be something else. It wasn't even a pizza. It'd be, you know, but they had these great lunch specials daily.
Yeah.
And they were just amazing.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. I of all the ones on the list, Bennigan's and Pizzeria Uno's are the
Look,
two
our
that
two,
I
our
would,
two first restaurants.
Our two first restaurants.
Gave us the feel.
Yes. And I wouldn't mind going to a Pizzeria Uno.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it was a good concept.
Yeah.
I thought.
If you have one in your town, see if they still have that sampler there. That was one of my favorite. It's a fire food sampler. It was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know, because when we travel around, maybe we'll go to Pizzeria Uno.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do a little shift drinks there.
Do a little shift drinks.
That's right.
That's right. I dig it the most.
We're going to wrap it up right there. Remember, comment and let us know about a dying restaurant that gives you the feels.
Yeah. Or if your first restaurant's closed down now, or if you don't know if it's closed down, let us know, and we can look into it together.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villain. Scrap, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Killing them out there. Haters don't like. Killing them out there. Haters don't like. Killing them out there. Haters don't like. The haters don't like. The haters don't like. That boy is killing them out there. Haters don't like.